Say that again.
Regarding the question that is raised by Einstein, who says he believes in Spinoza's God, who reveals himself in the orderly harmony of what exists, and not in a God who concerns himself with fates and actions of human beings. I would ask Einstein, with all the greatest respect, he's one of the greatest people, thinkers, throughout history, but my dear Einstein, weren't you also concerned about the fate of man? Didn't you regard that as being significant when you opposed all forms of brutality and oppression, and you escaped from Nazi Germany, and you had great reverence for Maimonides and other great people because, and the Jewish people, indeed. Didn't you express your gratitude to the Jewish people because of their tremendous compassion for man, for the high level of ethics and morality? All of the development of ethics, the teaching of ethics and morality, all of it is because we have a certain concern for man, for the benefit of man. So why would that be the case? Either man is significant or man is not significant. The question being, why would God be concerned about the fate of man? Well, indeed, if God is the creator of man, and he created man for a purpose, and his will that man should fulfill that purpose, wouldn't it follow that the creator would be concerned for the fulfillment, for the well-being of that which the creator created, which is man?
And he also opposed making the bomb too, didn't he?
Indeed, Einstein was concerned with many causes. He was concerned with the Zionist cause, because he recognized the persecution of the Jewish people. He was concerned with mankind, with the atom bomb, the danger that it could do. So obviously, it's extremely important that mankind should exist, because that's God's creation. But again, is there not a contradiction in the very words that the great Einstein uses? And I say this with the greatest respect, because I'm nothing compared to Einstein, and he's one of the greatest thinkers and one of the most perfected people. But he himself contradicts himself. We don't believe that anybody is beyond contradiction or that anybody is infallible. For he does say that he believes in Spinoza's God, who reveals himself in the orderly harmony of what exists. Basically what he's saying is that it's important that man should recognize God. That God should be recognized in the orderly harmony of what exists. Well, if that is the case, if one is not unconcerned with man, if one doesn't care about the human fate, then man is allowed to be persecuted and destroyed and oppressed, so who's going to recognize God? The two ideas are consistent. One flows from the other. If it's important that God, the God of the cosmos, should be recognized, I say, by who? Is there any other being that can recognize this God? There is no other being that can recognize this God. There's only one being. That's man. So, because it is so important that this being be recognized, and the only being that could recognize him is man, thus the fate of man becomes very, very important. And God created man, that's why man exists, and man was created for a purpose, to recognize the God of the cosmos, but in order to achieve that purpose, he has to be in a certain state of freedom, of well-being, not to be oppressed, to being able to think, to use his mind. Thus we say, we answer to that question, that it is indeed part of our recognition that the God of the cosmos is also the God who created man. And that is why the God of the cosmos indeed is concerned about the fate of people, the fate of man. You can put this up on the screen.